圣经差不多用了12章的圣经啊，在描写当代以色列百姓的罪。
The Bible uses 12 chapters to illustrate the sins of the Israelites at that time.
要让当时的人或者后代的人了解，神毁灭圣城，而且拆毁圣殿，不是没有原因的。
To let the people of that generation and their descendants understand, there's a reason that God has destroyed the holy city.
也让他们知道，神允许他的审判来到，是在宽容的时期之后。
Also to let them know that the time period that God let the punishment to come is after the mercy period.
那更让他们知道，神的审判不是要毁灭他们，是要他们回头，所以神可以施慈爱给他们。
Even more to let them understand that the punishment of God is not to destroy them, but so that they can return later on, so that God may show mercy once again.
那这跟人的审判不一样。
This is different to the punishment of man.
人的审判常常是代表毁坏。
Sometimes a man's punishment wants to destroy.
但神的审判常常是要给人回头。
But God's punishment is so that man would return.
这个里面带有神的慈爱。
Within it lies a great mercy and compassion.
所以在后来的圣经节里面有提到主的道是至为公平。
So in later portion of the Bible, it mentions about the word of God is very just and fair.
我们以后还会再来学习哈。
Later on, we will study.
那22章。
Chapter 22.
21章提到神的愤怒将要来到。
Chapter 21 talks about the wrath of God, which is going to come.
所以神的刀要出鞘，要从天上要砍下来。
So the sword of God shall come before them.
人将要受苦，要受灾难。
Many people will suffer this calamity.
那个刀就是巴比伦。
And this sword represents the kingdom of Babylon.
虽然巴比伦是一个没有敬畏神的国家。
Even though Babylon was not a God-fearing nation.
但是它也可以变成神的工具。
However, it can still become a vessel of God.
不是只有敬畏神的人才能够成为神的工具。
It doesn't mean that only God-fearing people can become vessels of God.
但是巴比伦成为神的工具并不等于巴比伦的罪不需要对自己的罪负责。
But the fact that Babylon has been used as a tool by God doesn't mean that they are free from their sins.
哈巴谷书里面在描写哈巴谷先知向人求问两个问题。
In the book of Habakkuk, the prophet Habakkuk was asking the people two things.
因为我们一般都是用比较善良的来惩罚比较罪恶的，这个是理所当然的。
It is only right for the kinder to punish the more wicked.
但是巴比伦比起以色列百姓当然是更罪恶。
However, the kingdom of Babylon is more sinful than the Israelites.
但是神为什么用巴比伦来惩罚以色列百姓？
And why did God use Babylon to punish the Israelites?
当时是哈巴谷先知没有办法了解的。
This cannot be understood by the prophet Habakkuk.
后来神向他显示。
So later on, God revealed to him.
就是当这个工作完了，神会按着巴比伦的罪来对待他。
That as soon as the work is done, God shall ask the kingdom of Babylon to account for their unlawful deeds.
那真的，后来巴比伦也被亚述所攻占，就亡国了。
And true enough, later on, Babylon was taken over by Assyria.
所以神用巴比伦做工具，不等于在神的面前巴比伦不需要为自己的行为负责。
The fact that Babylon was used as a tool by God doesn't mean that they do not have to give an account for what they have done.
而且巴比伦在刑罚以色列地，圣经里面有记载。他刑罚过度，超过神允许的范围。
And the Bible also mentions that the Babylonians have punished the Israelite kingdom more than the boundary that God has set.
那这也是神要跟他们算账一个原因呢。
This is also something that God is going to hold them accountable for.
因为他只是一个工具，但是他所做的这个范围已经超过神要他做的范围。
Because they are just a tool, however, what they're doing is over and beyond what they're supposed to do.
那以西结书22章就再一次重复提到耶路撒冷的罪。
And Ezekiel chapter 22 repeatedly mentioned about the sins of Israel.
第一节到十二节是在讲罪的显露。
From verses 1 to verse 12, it talks about the manifestation of sin.
那我们仔细看以色列百姓所犯的罪，有各种各种不同的罪。
And we see here that they have committed various different sins.
有流人血的，当然这就是杀人了啊。
Sometimes they have murdered.
有拜偶像玷污自己的。
They have performed idolatry to defile themselves.
哦，然后有吃祭偶像的。
And to worship the idols.
哦，吃祭偶像的东西。
To eat food offered to idols.
哦，然后有淫乱的罪。
And adultery.
那如果把它归纳起来啊，这个罪跟十诫是离不了关系的。
If we categorize all these sins, they are closely related to the Ten Commandments.
所以十诫是我们人类道德的一个基础。
Therefore, the Ten Commandments is the standard for our morality.
啊，也是人跟人跟人跟神啊一个建立关系的基础。
It is a foundation where man and man can create relationship, and also man and God.
所以当时的这个所犯的罪归纳起来跟十诫有关系。
So if we accumulate all their sins, they are related to the Ten Commandments.
那我们现在要守神的诫命，一个最基础的当然也是十诫。
Of course, today if we want to keep the commandments of God, it's through the Ten Commandments.
哦，我记得 NYTS 有一个青年在见证，说神感动他要见证。
I remember during one of the NYTS, one of the youths was moved to testify.
他就在讲他所犯的罪。
He was talking about all the sins that he had committed.
那见证什么？
So what was the content of the testimony?
从十诫到第一诫到第十诫，天天去数算。
The sins are counted from the first commandment to the tenth.
哦，他发现他天天在犯罪。
He thinks that he sins every day.
啊，确实，我们人如果对自己的就不了解，十诫一摆出来，罪就出来。
It's true that if we are not conscious of our sins, once we take out the Ten Commandments, there it is.
而且主耶稣把这个诫命提到人的内心。
And God has raised this standard into our hearts.
就是啊，不但不可以杀人，不可以恨人。
Not only that we cannot murder others, but we also cannot hate others.
所以我们发现第六诫更严。
The sixth commandment is also very difficult.
那在十诫之下，我们人大概都犯了罪。
Under the Ten Commandments, probably almost every one of us have sinned.
我记得一个工人呢，有一次跟我提起来，他说最近有一个新的布道法。
I remember one of the workers have mentioned this to me. Recently, there's another good way of evangelizing.
那怎么布道啊？
How do we evangelize?
他说是十诫布道法。
The way is through the Ten Commandments.
我没有听过，诸位有没有听过十诫布道啊？
I haven't heard about this. Have you heard about this?
他就到那个曼哈顿街头啊，就十诫拿出来，你信不信耶稣？
He went to the Manhattan Street and then took out the Ten Commandments and asked people, "Do you believe in Jesus?"
如果对方是基督徒。
If the other party is a Christian,
他就一条一条念出来。
Then he will read one by one of the Ten Commandments.
虽然已经信耶稣了，但是每一条念出来都有罪。
Even though they have believed in Jesus, however, if we read one verse by one verse, they have done something wrong.
所以要悔改，要归回向神。
So we have to repent and return to God.
那对不信的人呢、这个十诫摆出来更是更多的罪。
And to the unbelievers, the Ten Commandments pose even more sins to.
所以神的话一显明，罪都显露。
So when the word of God has been manifested, then sins will be revealed.
那现在的人对罪很模糊，观念很模糊。
And many people are confused with the concept of sin today.
是因为心有被罪蒙蔽，对神的话认识不是很清楚。
Because their hearts have been covered by sin and they cannot understand the word clearly.
所以第一节到十二节是在讲罪的显露。
So verses 1 to 12 are talking about the manifestation of their sins.
那十三节到二十二节。
From verses 13 to 22.
这个是在讲罪的炼净。
It's talking about the cleansing of sin.
神要将他们的罪洁净。
God will cleanse their sin.
因为这个罪所带来的结果是十五节。
Because verse 15 states the result of their sins.
我要将你们分散在列国，分散在列邦，我要从你们中间除掉你的污秽。
Verse 15, I will scatter you among the nations and disperse you through the countries, and I will consume your uncleanliness out of you.
主要是我们刚刚所提到的他们犯罪得罪神。
Just now we've mentioned that they have sinned and provoked God.
那十三节开始一直到二十二节就提到当时的人怎么在炼这些铜锡铁铅 怎么在练这个这个练这个当时的这个金属哈，来用这个方法来熬炼以色列百姓。
And from these verses, it's talking about how the people have been refining the bronze, tin, iron, and lead, all these metals, and this is the way that God will train them too.
他把这些所有的铜、这些矿属都放在火炉里面。
They will put all these in the fire.
然后在烈火焚烧之下，所有的杂质都会被烧掉。
And in the furnace, all the impurities will be burnt.
所以以色列百姓的罪，先知不断的提醒他们硬心到底，不回头。
The prophet has repeatedly warned them about their sins, but the Israelites have been stiff-necked. They refuse to return.
因此，神用最后一个方法就是火来熬炼。
So God has to use the last resort, which is to use fire to refine.
使他们的杂质可以被除掉。
So that their impurities can be melted away.
使他们在神面前能够被神所宝贵，成为贵重的精金。
So that before God they shall remain to be the most precious gold.
当然这个过程是痛苦的。
Of course this process is difficult.
但是这是神用最后一个方法，不得已的方法。
This is God's last resort. He has no other means.
那二十三节到三十一节。
And verses 23 to 31.
主要就指着最后再提到神在寻找。
It's talking about finally God is seeking.
因为当时的先知在前面几节在讲，当时的先知已经都堕落了。
Because some of the prophets have degraded themselves.
我们看二十六节。
We turn to verse 26.
其中的祭司强解我的律法，亵渎我的圣物，不分圣的和俗的，也不使人分辨洁净的和不洁净的，又遮掩不顾我的安息日，我也在他们中间被亵渎。那二七节，其中的首领仿佛豺狼，抓尸掠物，杀人流血，伤害人的命，要不义之财。其中的先知用百姓用未泡透的灰抹墙，就是用虚假的意象，用诡诈占卜。主持是说，其实神没有说所以这个先知、祭司还有首领，这个本来是在带领他们的。
So the prophets, the priests, and their leaders are supposed to lead them.
可见这个带领的阶层已经都俗化腐化，没有发生属灵的功用。
Their leadership has been degraded and have lost its spiritual function.
所以以色列百姓的犯罪跟他们也有关系。
So the sins of the Israelites also lie upon them.
但是神在寻找。
But God is seeking.
在以色列百姓犯罪当中，神在寻找。
In the middle of their sins, God is seeking.
寻找三十节。
Looking for.
就三十节。
Verse 30.
寻找一人重修墙垣，在我面前为这个我站在破口防堵，使我不灭绝这个国，却找不到一个人。所以神在找一个人。
So God is seeking for a man.
来站在破口。
Who should stand in the breach?
在防堵神，使神不灭绝这个国。
And build a wall that God should not destroy this nation.
我们知道以色列百姓所犯的罪跟他们在旷野地所犯拜金牛的罪是一样的。
We understand that the sins committed here by the Israelites is similar to the sins committed by the Israelites in the wilderness, the way they worship the golden calf.
那在旷野那个时代，神要把他们都灭掉。
And during the times in the wilderness, God wanted to destroy them all.
但是摩西到山上。
But Moses went up the mountain,
站在神面前,
and stood before God,
堵住破口,
to build a wall in the breach.
他祷告四十昼夜,
he prayed for 40 days and nights.
神改变他的心,
and God changed his heart.
所以没有灭绝他们,
so he didn't destroy them all.
所以摩西的工作从另外一个方向来看,
from another standpoint, looking at Moses' job,
他的工作就是站在神与人之间的工作,
his work is to stand between God and man.
摩西的成功,
The success of Moses.
他要站在人面前，代表神能够被人接受。
He was to be accepted by men to stand before them and to represent God.
他要站在神面前，代表人能够被神接受。
And he was to stand before God, represent men and be accepted.
这个就是中保的工作。
This is the work of an intermediary.
他做的两边都被接受。
He has been accepted both ways.
这个就是先知的工作。
This is the work of a prophet.
所以今天我们在教会如果负担圣工，
So today, if we undertake some mission in the church,
我们站在讲台是代表神。
When we stand on the pulpit, we represent God.
哦，如果我们讲的能够被信徒接受
，If what we say can be accepted by the believers,
那神的旨意就已经达到每个信徒的心中了。
Then the will of God has reached to every hearts of the believers.
好像摩西站在以色列百姓宣讲十诫。
Just as Moses standing before the Israelites proclaiming the Ten Commandments,
神都不愿，人都不愿意被捆绑了。
That men are not bonded anymore.
但是当神显他的形象，以色列百姓就顺服。
But when God revealed His image, the Israelites they submitted.
就告诉摩西，只要你跟我们讲，我们都听；不要神跟我们讲，恐怕我们都死了。
They finally said to Moses that whatever you say, we will hear, lest the Lord destroy us all.
所以我们要站在人面前，要代表神，能够被人接受。我们人本身算不了什么，但是需要有神的权柄。
So in order to stand before men to represent God and be accepted, we are nothing, but we have to have authority.
哥林多教会犯很多的罪。
The Corinthian church have committed many mistakes.
保罗写信责备他们。
Paul wrote an epistle to them.
说你们再不悔改，我要带着刑杖来。
If you don't return, I will bring my staff of punishment.
保罗身上有神的权柄。
Paul had the authority of God on him.
哥林多教会顺服。
And the Corinthian church submitted to him.
依着神的意思忧愁。
According to God's will, they have went.
所以保罗就不需要用那个权柄。
So Paul didn't need to use his authority anymore.
今天我们如果没有这个权柄
，And today if we don't have this authority,
我们真教会如果没有这个权柄
，If our true church does not have this authority,
我们很难在这个世界上被接受、被顺服。
It is very difficult for us to be accepted in this world and be submitted to.
那摩西的第二个工作
，The second work of Moses,
站在神的面前，要代表以色列百姓。
To stand before God representing the Israelite nation.
以色列百姓是罪人。
The Israelites were the sinners.
那怎么能够被神接受呢？
Then how can they be accepted by God?
就是他的爱感动了神。
It's because of his love that moved the heart of God.
还有他对神的信心。
And his faith toward God.
知道神是一个信实的神。
To know that God is a faithful God.
神要坚守他的应许。
God will keep his promise.
所以他被神接受，那以色列百姓的罪就被赦免。
Once he was accepted by God, the Israelite sins were not accounted for.
所以今天我们做圣工也是要站在神的面前来代表我们的教会。
And today when we do holy work, we also need to stand before God to represent our church.
神啊，你赦免我们一切的罪。
God, please forgive all our sins.
我们一切的亏欠，求你赦免。
All our iniquities, please forgive us.
如果神赦免我们，听我们祷告赦免我们。
When God listens to our prayers and forgive us,
神就会重新与我们同在。
And God will one more time be abiding with us.
所以圣工不只是很表面上的，我被般安排，我做什么。
So sacred work is not a superficial thing. When you are arranged to do something, then you do it.
圣工是站在神与人之间的工作。
Sacred work means to stand between God and man, and you work.
那在这里，神要寻找一个人来防堵破口。
Over here, God is looking for a man to stand in the breach.
但是找不到一个，连一个都没有。
But he cannot find even one.
所以三十一节，所以我将恼恨倒在他们身上，用烈怒的火灭了他们。
Therefore, in verse 31, I have poured out my indignation upon them, and I will consume them with fire of my wrath.
所以今天我们要试着做这一个人。
And today we have to try to be this person.
站在神的面前在防堵破口。
To stand before God to build up a wall in the breach.
重修墙垣。
Build up the wall.
虽然我们软弱，犯了很多的罪。
Even though we are weak and we have committed a lot of sins,
但是因为有这个人的存在，神也愿意赦免，神也愿意继续施恩祝福我们的教会。
But just because of the presence of this one person, God will forgive the sins of the church and then bless it and be with the church.
所以这是神的寻找，找不到，所以怒气就倒下来。
So God is seeking for such a person. He failed to find one, and he poured down his wrath.
我们先看24章。
Now we turn to chapter 24.
23章我们上一次已经查考过了。
We have finished studying chapter 23.
24章在更明确的讲耶路撒冷要被毁灭。
Chapter 24 in detail it is describing the siege of Jerusalem.
然后24章有两个比喻。
And there are two parables in chapter 24.
这个第一个比喻就是用锅子来煮肉块。
The first parable is to cook meat with a pot.
当然这个锅子就代表耶路撒冷。
Of course, this pot refers to Jerusalem.
那个肉块当然就是耶路撒冷里面的居民。
And the pieces of meat refers to the people in Jerusalem.
所以肉放在锅子里面，这是理所当然的。
It is only reasonable for us to put the meat pieces in the pot.
但是问题在哪里？
But where is the problem?
请看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
神如此说，或在这个流人血的城是长锈的锅，其中的锈未曾除掉，需要将肉块从里面一块一块取出来。说这个锅啊长锈。
We see that the pot has corroded.
所以长锈就不能用，要把这个锈先除掉。
We have to take out the corrosion from the pot in order to use the pot.
所以肉块才能够放回去。
Then we can put back all the meat pieces.
那要把这个锈除掉之前，肉块先拿出来。
Before we can take care of the corrosion, we have to take out the meat pieces one by one.
也就是以色列百姓必须从圣城里面被掳。
Which means that every person in the holy city will be exiled.
那这个锅要怎么办？
Then what should we do with the pot?
我们看十一节。
We turn to look at verse 11.
把锅倒空，坐在炭火坐在炭上，使锅烧热，烧铜使铜烧红，融化其中的污秽除净其上的锈。这个要用火来烧。
So now we need the fire to burn.
所以耶路撒冷城要经过火洗。
So Jerusalem, the whole city will undergo fire baptism.
就是巴比伦攻陷耶路撒冷，把它焚烧拆毁。
Which means Babylon shall take over the city and destroy it.
这个不只是肉体的受苦。
This is not only physical suffering.
这个也是灵的苦。
But this is also spiritual suffering.
这个当然也是人心的苦。
It's also a suffering in the heart.
所以有时候我们到一个地方去做工。
Sometimes when we go to a place to work.
最辛苦的不是说那个地方生活上有什么困难。
The most difficult part does not lie that in that place that they are lacking in their needs.
比方说我们到非洲的工人大家都有一个感觉。
For example, for us workers who go to Africa, we all have a common thinking.
你去的你还会想要再去。
Once you go, you will want to go again.
所以你不要想去非洲很辛苦，你叫他不要去，他会很难过。
So don't think that going to Africa is such a suffering. If you ask them not to go, they will feel suffering instead.
是真的这样，你去的，你还会想要去。
It's true. Once you go, you want to go again.
当然你去那个肉体是比较辛苦。
Of course, when you go there, you'll feel physical sufferings.
希伯来书里面说，客要一味款待。你到非洲就是一味。
The book of Hebrews says we have to treat people nicely one by one.
一味啊，一味，只有一道菜。
Only one dish.
我这次到加拿大，到加拿大真是一味。
When I went to Ghana, I am myself and only one.
一个月都是一味。
The whole month there is one dish.
对，生活相当不同。
So life is kind of difficult.
但是你离开以后，你还会想去。
But once you leave that place, you would want to come back again.
因为神的国在哪里？
Because God's kingdom is over there.
你看到很多神所爱的人。
You see a lot of people that God loves.
你看到很多爱神的人。
You see a lot of people who loves God.
那爱神的人也会爱你。
And those people who love God will love you.
你看到很多神的恩典。
And you see a lot of God's grace.
所以你机场要离开的时候有点依依不舍，但你说要住下来吗？也不是想要住下来。
So when you want to leave at the airport, then you will have this reluctant feeling in your heart. But however, it's to ask you to stay back, you wouldn't want to.
这个真的是很难讲的一种感觉。
This is a feeling that cannot be described.
但是有时候我们到一个地方做工啊，生活是很好。
But sometimes when we visit a place to work, they have good life there.
如果说要选择啊，真的不会想要去。
But if you are given a choice, you don't want to go there again.
那是灵的苦。
This is your spirit suffering.
这个苦比肉苦还难过。
This type of spiritual suffering is more difficult than your physical suffering.
所以这个以色列百姓圣城被攻占，圣殿被火焚烧，最痛苦不是肉体。如果他是一个很爱神的人，看到圣殿被火焚烧，他好像烧到自己的心一样。
So for this Israelites in the Jerusalem, the holy city, the whole city is destroyed, and the holy temple has also been destroyed. If they are people who are God-fearing and love God very much, then they will be having sorrow in their hearts to see the temple destroyed.
我们如果真正很爱神，
if we truly love God,
我们最痛苦的不是说神啊，你为什么没有祝福我？
What's most sorrowful is not asking God, why don't you bless me?
我们衣食都不缺啊。
We do not lack in our clothing or meals.
有时候我们最痛苦的感觉说，神啊，你为什么不祝福这个教会呢？
Sometimes our sorrow is, God, why don't you bless this church?
如果我们真的很爱神,
if we truly love God,
你的心跟教会是连在一起的,
our heart will be connected, glued to the church.
让你最喜乐的是神的国兴旺。
Something that will make us happy is the prosperity of the church.
让你最痛苦的是神的家衰微。
And that thing which makes us sad is the deterioration of the house of God.
因为神的爱将我们跟他的家绑在一起。
Because the love of God has bounded us together with His house.
所以这个耶路撒冷被火焚烧，很多人的痛苦啊，不只是说肉体上被杀或者迁移。
So the burning of the city of Jerusalem, the most suffering part is not that their bodies have been burned or that they have been exiled.
看到神的荣耀离开他的殿。
But it's when they see the glory of God left the temple.
圣城被糟蹋。
The holy city has been trampled upon.
这可是好像刀在割一样。
This is like taking a knife slashing your heart.
所以二十四章在讲耶路撒冷要如烧开的被火烧的锅。
So in chapter 24, it's talking about Jerusalem shall be burnt like in a pot.
这个代表耶路撒冷要被遭毁灭。
This represents that the city will be destroyed.
那从十五节一直到二十七节。
And from verses 15 to 27.
这个在讲做先知的困难真的是不简单。
This is talking about the difficulty of a prophet.
所以我们可以说是使命伟大，但是路程艰远。
Therefore, we can say the mission is noble. However, the process and the road is difficult to go.
为着要代表耶路撒冷马上会被攻陷。
To see that the whole city has going to be destroyed very soon.
所以神告诉以西结。
So God told Ezekiel.
看十六节。
We turn to verse 16.
人子啊，我要将你眼目所喜爱的忽然取去。眼目所喜爱就是他的太太。
The delight of your eyes means his wife.
你不可以悲哀也哭泣，也不可以流眼泪。
Yet you shall not mourn or weep, nor shall your tears run down.
十七节。
Verse 17.
只可叹息，不可以出声，不可以办丧事。
Sigh, but not aloud. Make no mourning for the dead.
那这个一个人最爱的离世了，但是又不可以大声去哀掉，这是很难的事情。
It is such a difficult thing for you to see the delight of your heart has been taken away, yet you cannot cry for that person.
那十八节。
Verse 18.
于是我将这个事情告诉百姓，早晨告诉百姓，晚上我的妻子就死了。
So I spoke to the people in the morning, and at evening my wife died.
真的，他太太死了，这不是故事啊。
This is not a story. His wife truly died.
那用以西结的太太死了，然后这样来形容以色列百姓所爱的，就是这个圣城圣殿也要被毁掉。
Using this feeling of the wife of Ezekiel dying, it also refers to the love of the Israelites, which is the holy temple, will be burned and destroyed.
所以我们这里看出先知的本色，就是对神无条件、绝对的顺服。
So we can see the noble attribute of a prophet is is total submission to God.
何西阿书里面，何西阿神命令何利亚娶淫妇。
In the book of Hosea, he was instructed to take an adulterous woman as his wife.
这个不是比喻啊。
It's not a parable.
这是事实。
It is a truth.
这个是很难接受的。
This is very difficult to accept.
但是先知的本色要对神绝对的顺服。
But this is the duty of a prophet to submit to God.
这样才能够传讲神的信息。
Only then can they carry the messages of God.
所以二十四章的后面用以西结太太的死来代表以色列百姓所爱的将会被拿掉。
So the latter portion of chapter 24 talks about that the wife of Ezekiel will be taken away, which means the love of the Israelites will be taken away too.
他们虽然爱耶路撒冷城。
Even though they love the holy city of Jerusalem,
但是很显然，他们并不爱神。
But truly enough, they do not love God.
爱神必遵守神的诫命。
If we love God, we will keep His commands.
他们爱耶路撒冷城，但是不愿意听神的话。
They love the city of Jerusalem, but they refuse to listen to God's words.
所以他们所爱的耶路撒冷城，他们也不能够再拥有。
So the city that they love, Jerusalem, shall be no more.
神要把他们拿掉。
God will take it away from them.
这样借着这个苦难，使他们能够重新再回归向神来爱神。
So that through this tribulation, they can come and return to God.
所以让我们来思想我们在生活当中一些生活所发生的一些事情。
This makes us meditate upon the many things that happen in our lives.
好，我们现在看啊，下面二十五章开始。
Now we turn to chapter 25.
好。二十五章到三十二章是对列国的审判。
From chapter 25 to 32, it talks about the judgment against the various kingdoms.
神的审判不只是以色列百姓，神的选民也达到列国。
God's punishment does not only befall upon the chosen nation, Israelites, but also to foreign nations.
所以神的审判是公平的，所以每一个人都是一样的。
So the judgments of God is very just and true to everyone.
但是先对神的选民开始。
But it will start from the elected ones of God.
那二十五章提到对亚门人、摩亚人、以东人、非利士人的审判。
So starting from chapter 25, it talks about God's judgment to the Ammonites, Moabites, Edomites, and the Philistines.
那神对他们的审判有一个共同的原因。
There's a common reason for God's punishment to them.
我们仔细看二十五章，他们不是直接违抗神、亵渎神。
When we talk about chapter 25, they do not seem to blaspheme directly to God.
也不是直接对神的主权有什么挑战或者藐视。
Or neither have they underestimated or challenged the authority of God.
但是他们共同犯了一个罪。
But all of them has made a common sin.
我们看第三节。
Verse 3.
说你们当听主的话，主如此说：我的圣所被亵渎，以色列地变荒凉，犹大家被掳。那时你们要因为这些事说：啊哈！我们看第六节。
Verse 6.
主如此说：因你拍手顿足，以满心的恨恶向以色列地欢喜。第七节
Verse 7.
所以我伸手攻击你，将你交给列国作为掳物，我必从万民中剪除你，从万国中败亡。那我们可以看到这四族人就是因为神的选民被神刑罚，他们很高兴。
We see that these four kingdoms that they were rejoicing over the fact that the Israelites have been punished.
那神就说你们要受罚。
So God said, you shall be punished too.
所以箴言里面说幸灾乐祸的会受罚。
In the book of Proverbs, it talks about when a person is rejoicing over another's sufferings, he shall be punished.
当别人遭受灾殃，这是给我们一个见解啊。那如果我们看到别人被神管教，我们很高兴，不免受罚。
When others have been disciplined or experiencing trials from God, then let us not rejoice, otherwise we will bring upon us punishments.
神也很希望我们用爱的心来对待周围的人。
God desires that we use a loving heart to treat the people around us.
当他们受苦的时候，我们与他同苦。
When they're suffering, let us mourn together with them.
当他们软弱，我们来承担他的软弱。
When they're weak, let us take up their burden too.
那这个幸灾乐祸这是神不能接受的。
Those that laugh at people's sufferings, this is unacceptable to God.
所以在第六节特别说。这个幸灾乐祸的后面原因是满心恨恶。
Here at verse 6, it talks about malice is actually something that lies behind laughing at other people's sufferings.
因为他们恨以色列百姓，所以看到他们所恨的对象被神罚，当然很高兴了。
Because they hated the Israelites so much, of course they are happy when they saw that these people have been punished.
那当一个人恨神所爱的他在神面前就有亏欠了。
When a person hates a person who is loved by God, then he's lacking in the sight of God.
真的有的人你说跟他讲你有什么缺点，他不会生气但是你如果说他的配偶有什么缺点，他就跳起来。
Some people, when you criticize them of their weaknesses, then they will not mind at all. But when you criticize their wives or their husbands, then they will jump out at you.
那既然是他所爱的，应该他就连在一起了。
Since it is the delight of their heart, then they are linked together.
所以他们恨神所爱的选民因此神的灾祸就临到了。
Because these people hated the beloved ones of God, then God's punishment shall befall upon them.
那从二十六章开始。
And starting from chapter 26.
到二十八章。
26 to 28.
全部都在讲推罗。
It's talking about Tyre.
这样的推罗，我们知道它是一个海港，推罗跟西顿是一个海港。
We know that the city of Tyre and Sidon is in a bay.
在当时的世代是一个做生意的地方。
It is a harbor for trading.
所以是一个有各种不同的文化交集的地方。
It is an mixing and exchange of culture.
也是一个，既然是各种不同的文化集在一起，这个也是一个人的头脑很聪明，思想很发达的地方。
Because a variety of cultures have been gathering around there, so it is a place of prosperity in terms of knowledge and person's understanding.
那这个推罗既然是做生意的地方，所以它也是一个很富足的地方。
Since Tyre is a trading ground, therefore it is very wealthy.
但是这三章的圣经节在提到神要惩罚推罗。
But through these three chapters of the Bible, God says He wants to judge the Tyre.
那到底神惩罚推罗到底真正的原因是什么？
So what is the reason that lies behind God's punishment?
如果我们这三章的圣经节这样读了一遍哈，我们归纳起来。
If we have read these three chapters and we categorize them,
可以在二十八章找到一句话。
Then we can search for a verse in chapter 28.
我们看以西结书二十八章
Ezekiel chapter 28
第二节
verse 2
人子啊你对推罗君王说主如此说因你心高气傲若我是神我在海中坐神的座位你虽居心自比神也不过是人并不是神所以这个是一个结论啊
So this is the conclusion of the matter.
在神看起来，推罗的人只不过是人。
In the eyes of God, the people of Tyre are but men.
但是在推罗的地区的人来讲，他们不只是认为自己是人。
But to the people who are in Tyre, they do not reckon themselves only as a man.
他们坐在神的座位。
They sat in the seat of God.
什么是神的座位？
What is the seat of God?
坐在神的座位就是偶像。
Which means that idols.
圣经里面说神坐在至高之处雅诗篇神坐在至高之处
the Psalms said that God is enthroned in the highest
至高之处就是在上去没有了他是最高的
enthroned in the highest means there's nothing higher than him
那坐在神的座位就是坐在至高之处
sitting in the seat of God means they try to sit on the throne of God
那就是人本的
which means they're
人本思想
they are centered around man thinking
我就是我的主宰
self-centeredness I am my own controller
一切以我为中心来看事情
I see everything centered around me
我认为对就是对
if I think this is right then it shall be
我喜欢我就去做
if I like then I'll do it
我不喜欢我就不做
if I don't like it I won't do it
这个就是神啊
this is God
也没有一个比我更高啊
there's no one who is higher than me
那这个就是神的座位啊
and this is the seat of God
那这个是什么
So what is this?
这个是我们不愿意听的一句话，就是骄傲。
We do not like to hear this word. It's called pride.
所以现在的人看起来虽然越来越文明。
So nowadays we see that many people have been more cultured.
你如果到日本去，鞠躬九十度。
When you go to Japan, they'll bow down to you 90 degrees.
是很有礼貌。
They're very polite.
礼貌是好的，本来就是好的。
To be polite is actually good.
但是人的心。
But the hearts of men
都是坐在神的座位
are actually sitting on the throne of God.
所以有时候教会很难就是这样。
It's difficult, therefore, in the church.
如果大家都把神摆在上面
If everyone placed God as high up above,
那事情有什么难解决呢？
Then what is there that we cannot solve?
你摆开来圣经看
When we turn to the Bible and see,
要赦免别人
we have to forgive others,
爱你的仇敌
love your enemies,
为逼迫你的祷告
to pray for those who persecute you.
这个是神的话。
These are the words of God.
那我们是人呢？
Then we are men.
那你如果接受这句话
If we can accept this verse,
旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
All the old has passed away, the new has come.
但是人坐在神的座位
But when men sit in the throne of God,
我最高
I am the highest.
我不喜欢就是不喜欢
If I don't like it, then I don't like it.
那你怎么问题怎么去解决
Then how do you solve your problem?
所以这个教会里面，如果神没有坐在应该有的座位，问题很难解决。
So there will be a lot of unsolved problems in the church when God does not sit in his appropriate place.
你用什么方法派什么人去沟通都没有用。
We use different kinds of ways and means and send different people to communicate.
有谁可以把他从神的座位请下来，那个就有用了。
It will be effective if you can ask the person to come down from the seat of God.
让神重新回到他的座位，问题就没有。
So that God can continue to sit on his throne, and then the problem will be solved.
那这个推罗这样坐在神的座位，当然有一段时间了。
Of course, Tyre has been sitting on the seat of God for some time.
但这不是神不管。
It doesn't mean that God doesn't care.
这是神宽容。
It's God's mercy.
但如果人错过神的宽容，审判就来到了。
But if a person miss God's mercy, then the punishment shall come.
所以宽容不是纵容。
Therefore, mercy is not to spoil.
纵容是你怎么做到最后没有什么结果。
To indulge means that until the end you don't get a result.
宽容是给你一段时间，你不做，结果就来了。
But to be merciful means that if you don't do it, then punishment will come.
所以这个推罗到最后会被毁灭。我们如果要归一句话，就是坐在神的座位。
So the conclusion for Tyre, why it has been destroyed, is because it was sitting in the seat of God.
那第六节。
Verse 6.
所以主如此说，因为你居心自比神。哦，把自己一个把它比作神啊。
Because here, because you make your heart like the heart of God.
跟自己跟神画等号。
You make yourself equivalent to God.
哦，那这个就完了。
Then it's doomed.
所以犹大书里面说，不守本位的天使。
Therefore, in the book of Jude, it talks about the angel that does not sit in its own place.
神创造宇宙有一个次序。
God has created everything orderly.
那这个次序有一个位置。
Orderly means everyone has their own position.
那不守本位就是不愿意承认神把我们摆设的位置。
If you don't want to keep your position, it means that you don't accept God's placement of you to that position.
天使不守本位，他要跟神一样啊。
The angel is not happy with his position, so he wants to be like God.
要跟神画等号。
He created an equal sign with God.
那他就从神的面前就败亡了。
Therefore, he perished before God.
所以推罗的结论就是骄傲。
So the conclusion of Tyre is pride.
好，我们今天下午再来继续查考到底他在哪里骄傲。
This afternoon, we shall continue to study where are his proud actions.
我们一起祷告，结束早上的聚会。
Now we pray together to end the morning session.
一起祈祷。